You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, the government, on the advice of health officials, has been making decisions about new technologies such as the contact tracing app and now vaccine certificates. These technologies are designed to help New Zealand deal with the COVID-19 outbreaks within our community. They are new to everyone and have and will make a significant difference to how we go about our day-to-day life. Anecdotally, many people are uncertain and worried about the future now that the government has moved away from a total elimination strategy for combating COVID-19. I wanted to speak to an expert to provide some clarification about how New Zealand will learn to live safely with the virus in the community. I was particularly interested to hear about how these technologies will help to ensure that people can live safely once restrictions are lifted across the country. I spoke to Dr. Andrew Chen, who is a research fellow for COI2, the Centre for Informed Futures at the University of Auckland. He is an expert in technologies that aim to combat the spread of COVID-19. And we chatted about how the vaccine certificate and the contact tracing app work to keep people safe and why these technologies are important in a suppression COVID strategy for the future. Here is Andrew now. I just want to start talking about the vaccine certificate. Could you explain what this is and sort of what the government currently is planning to do with this technology?
Sure. So a vaccine certificate is one way of helping mitigate the public health risk of having an infectious disease out in the community. So a vaccine certificate would help identify individuals who have some level of immunity to the virus. So ideally it would be people who have had both shots of Pfizer or some equivalent vaccination. And then the idea would be that people who are vaccinated are at lower risk of transmitting the virus to each other, are also at lower risk of getting sick. So they should be allowed to go to festivals and large events, whereas people who are unvaccinated pose a larger health risk, both for themselves, but also to the wider community, because if somebody who is unvaccinated gets very sick, they end up in hospital and ICU, they need a ventilator, that's going to be a drain on public health resources, and that might cause other issues down the line like we're seeing in places like the United States. So a vaccination certificate at this stage looks like it'll be basically a QR code that will be able to be scanned with a verifier app by somebody who's operating a venue, and that will tell them if this person is allowed to get into the venue or not. So what we heard recently was that it would just tell the person who's operating the venue something like a green tick or a red cross and the name of the person. And then in theory, they would have to verify that that name matches you by looking at your photo ID to check that it's the same person. So that's pretty privacy protecting because it's not going to reveal how many shots of which vaccines you've had. It's not going to reveal whether you have any other underlying health conditions. It's really just going to say, yes, you're allowed to get in or no, you're not.
The thing that comes to mind when talking about a vaccine certificate like this, would it be possible for somebody to sort of fake a QR code like that or come up with some backdoor way of getting a vaccine certificate that's not actually honest? Is that a concern or something that's been brought up about this technology?
Absolutely. With a vaccine certificate, if it's going to be used to restrict people's ability to move or restrict people's ability to access services and opportunities, then there will be a reasonably high incentive for fraud. The vaccine certificate itself should be pretty secure. So the way that it works is something called public-private key encryption, where the QR code will be secured with basically a password that is only available to the Ministry of Health, and then you'll be able to tell if a QR code is fake or not, because only QR codes that can be unlocked with the relevant decryption password will actually work. So from a certificate perspective, it should be relatively secure. The other point of potential fraud is at the vaccine record itself. And there was some discussion about the risk of things like someone paying another person to pretend to be them and getting a vaccination and then it being recorded that the vaccination was applied for this person when they didn't, when they weren't actually vaccinated. But I think that that's a corner case. That's not going to happen very often. You've got to be pretty desperate if you're doing that. And so from a public health risk, it should still be pretty limited.
Now, let's move on to talk about contact tracing. Now, obviously, this is a technology that people have reasonably gotten used to. This is something that's been in place for a while. Is there any sort of idea about how this might progress in the future or what it might look like in the future? Are we going to always have QR codes on doors, or is there going to be perhaps, I don't know, an even easier way to make sure your contact tracing and...
So digital contact tracing using QR codes and Bluetooth is pretty feature complete relative to international standards. So what we're doing here is pretty close to what's happening overseas. There's not a lot more that can be done. There is currently a trial that's being run at Victoria University of Wellington using NFC tags. So NFC is near field communication. It's the same sort of technology as you find in PayWave or in your ATHOP or SnapperCard. And so the idea there is that you'll be able to just tap your phone to a tag to check in rather than having to use your camera. It'll save like 3 or 4 seconds. It makes things a little bit more convenient. Particularly, it'll help people with visual disabilities be able to access digital contact tracing, but it won't be a huge difference for the vast majority of people. I think digital contact tracing is here to stay for the foreseeable future, at least another year or so. And that's because contact tracing is really one of our last lines of defense once COVID is in the community. If we want to be able to cut off the chains of transmission, then, MIQ can only go so far. Having vaccination can only go so far. You really want to be able to figure out who may have been exposed and isolate them so that they can't spread the virus any further.
I just want to have a chat as well about international standard compared to what we're doing here in New Zealand. New Zealand, until now, in the Delta outbreak, has felt probably quite isolated from the rampant outbreaks that have been happening overseas. Now that we're sort of in this Delta outbreak phase and it looking like COVID-19 is here to stay and the government is not looking to do an elimination strategy anymore, how important is it to look at international standards and what is happening overseas when it comes to our future here in New Zealand and living safely with the virus within the community?
It's really important for us to look at what's happening overseas and to be inspired by what they're interventions and mitigations are. I use the word inspired because we still have to make sure that whatever we do here is relevant for our context. In the past, that has meant that, we've been targeting elimination when a lot of other countries were not. So we couldn't just copy-paste somebody else's intervention because, your tolerance for things like false positives and false negatives is completely different whether you are learning to live with the virus versus trying an elimination strategy. I think as we move towards having COVID in the community, I think at this stage we're still in a very different position to a lot of other countries. But over time we might want to adjust our settings to be more like what we've seen overseas. And I think the key enabler there is vaccination rates. That's what's going to enable us to have a response that looks more like what's happening in some other countries.
How important are new technologies like the contact tracing app and vaccine certificates for our future of living safely with the virus in New Zealand? Is this something we're just going to have to get used to, having new technologies introduced?
I mean, we owe an obligation to all people to use all the tools that we can in a responsible way to help fight COVID-19. And so where there are new technologies that make sense, for our response, we should be adopting them. However, we shouldn't misinterpret any technology as being a silver bullet that's going to suddenly solve all of our problems. Any technology that we use is part of a wider response, and it has to be integrated into the entire response. So we have to use technologies in a clever and smart way, not using technologies just because we think that it's shiny and cool and it'll make everything magically better.
That was Dr. Andrew Chen, a research fellow for COI2, the Centre for Informed Futures at the University of Auckland, speaking about the importance of new technologies like the vaccine certificate and the COVID Tracer app to helping New Zealanders live safely with COVID-19 from now and into the future, now that the government has moved away from the elimination strategy.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.